Well, welcome to our ERC coaching call for October, fittingly on the last day of October. And we know what that is. It's Halloween. So happy Halloween. And I'm so excited that Marsha and Paula did the costume thing. And there were a couple of other people who suggested it. I think Maya was the one that first said it. Let's get costumes on. So hopefully she'll come and share her costume. So, I wanted to check in because yesterday we did a sleep call with Jam. How did everybody like that? Was that really, wasn't he good? I really, really enjoyed it. If you missed it, Debbie, I don't know if you were on. I don't remember.
I wasn't.
We'll get the recording up. Jazzy just came back. She was away for a couple of days doing a martial arts tournament. And she took second place in her category for her country.
Wow.
So we're like, wow. So congratulations. So it might take another day or two to get the recording, you know, posted since she was gone. But we were very excited for her to do that. So, yeah, I think that he had a lot of good stuff. Did anybody sign up for the thing?
Well, I already got it.
You already had it. Yeah, you're going to do it. Yeah. He gave it to me a couple of months ago, and I kept, oh yeah, I'll get to it. So I'm going to do it too. Cause I want to see, you know, I just want to experience what it does. And it's 5 minutes twice a day. It's not a huge investment of time, and, you know, to rewire and retrain your brain, I think it would be really awesome. So sleep is super important, as we talked about yesterday, but another pillar that's super important is fun. You know, and Marsha and Paula are in the theme of fun today. And one thing I noticed that, whose group was it? Patty and Maria's group, they posted, what are you doing for fun? And everybody was posting all these really cool videos, which I didn't get a chance to watch, but they sounded cool. Like sometimes it just takes like a 2 or 3 minute YouTube thing to get yourself laughing, to get yourself in that mode of fun. Even if you may not be in the mood for fun, you know, we're not always in the mood for fun, but when you interject something to your day that's fun, it changes the mood, it uplifts. And, you know, from a standpoint of health, it's very healthy. There's a lot of studies out there that are really looking at laughter. And there was that Norman Cousins book on cancer, you know, laughter, every day watching funny movies and helping people to support their immune system. So I really want us to focus on that. And what are we doing every day for fun? Not like just when we're on the fun pillar and we're working on it, but what are we doing for fun every day? Right? Somebody asked me that last week. What do you do for fun? I'm like, well, I like doing, I get on calls like this and I find this fun. And I like to write, I like to make PowerPoint presentations, and I like to go out for a run, although today it wasn't as fun as usual. It was only 50 degrees out, so I was like bundled up and cold. But you know, things like that, like looking outdoors, and like right now this is really cool. Out my window at a diagonal, there are trees, and between the trees I see where the sun is going down, so I see that kind of orangey ball in the sky. You know, there's all kinds of things that are fun and enjoyable that sometimes we don't see anymore, right? Because they're in our environment all the time. So I was on a call with somebody, I don't know if she's on right now, but I was on a call with somebody the other day, and I said something about, you know, enjoyable and fun and appreciation stuff. And she was like, you know, because we're always looking for that big thing that we need to celebrate. And I'm looking around, I'm like, tell me the story about that beautiful chandelier you have hanging there. Tell me the story about that, those plates that are up here. And she was able to tell me these really cool stories that, you know, about special places, special people that these things were related to. And I said, you know, that's for us every day, right? There's all the gloom and doom all around us, and there's things to worry about. But what is this story of the different things? And surround yourself with trinkets. I have my really cool shelf up here. I don't know if some of you have seen it. Let's see if you can see it. But up at the top, you see the top shelf there? I have all kinds of little things. And if I'm in a stress mode, I'm like, remember when my husband gave me that fairy up there with the ball? And there's the little fairy sitting on the glass thing over there. And, you know, there's the Karen who gave me time in a bottle. It's up there somewhere. It's like this little ceramic bowl that somebody made. And it says extra time on it, right? Isn't there a song like that? If I could save time in a bottle, right? So it just all those things when I'm in a like, oh, I got too much to do. It's just, what can you do to create in your environment something to shift you and to uplift you? I have a painting over there. That's my wildflowers. It's a wildflowers. It's like a March, April thing that I painted. I'm not a very good painter. I'm not artistic like Marcia is, or I'm not like Sandra or Sarah, where they have this amazing artistic talent. But I have my own brand. And even if it's not going to hang in a gallery and get oohs and ahs from people and, you know, make me a lot of money, I get joy from doing it. Like, so we all need to just make sure that we are focusing on that joy, something joyful every day. I just want to really encourage you to make that a part of your life. And I was sharing with her the other day about what I call the appreciation game, which is on our fun pillar page. And it's just like, how many times a day do you shift environment, whether it be to go to the kitchen, go to the bathroom, go down the stairs, up the stairs, outside, inside, in the car? There's a lot of environment shifts. And what if you set the goal that every time you made an environment shift, you looked for something in that new environment to appreciate? Oh, look at that. There's a kitty cat that just ran by. Oh, look at the cardinal up there. Oh, the flower just is blooming. Or the, I looked out yesterday, I went, oh my gosh, we actually are going to get fall. There are some golden leaves on my tree. So, you know, what is it that we can do to just bring ourselves into that state where healing happens when we're in that joyful, appreciative state? And we know that, like, scientifically, the Institute of Heart Math has actually done studies where they hook people up and they take their blood and they have them do appreciation and then go into like, you know, that mad and angry. And the chemistry is so different, right? And so if we want to really promote healing, that's a great way to do it. So I just wanted to encourage you to every day find those things, that appreciation game. No matter what kind of a mood you're in, no matter how things are, there are people who are, and Angelica is one of these people, who things can be going like, and she'll go, oh yeah, but da-da-da. Oh yeah, but you know, she does the yeah, but in a good way. Like some people do the yeah, but in a bad way. Like, oh, what a beautiful sweater. Oh yeah, but I'm just, I gained weight since I wore it last. You know, she does the yeah, but in a good way. You know, oh, it's so cold outside. Yeah, but it'll get warm soon. Or oh, I got a nice warm sweatshirt. Or so can we play that game of, yeah, there's this negative thing happening, but there's really so much more that's around us that's positive. And let's just focus on the positive, because the more energy we have focused on the positive, the more we're going to shift the whole vibrational atmosphere out there, because we're all vibrating, right? That's what we are. We're not physical as much as we think we are. If we really look, we're mostly just a bunch of molecules with space, and we're vibrating. And why not make it vibrate well? And it's easy to get caught up in the this law over here that seems to be taking away our health rights and this, you know, EMF exposure and this and that. But let's focus on the stuff that is good so that we can attract and vibrate in more of a what is good and what can we do more, like the flowers and the, you know, oh yeah, it's getting cold and it's icy is a Diana thing. It's cold and it's icy, but look at all the stuff I brought in. Look at what I saved and look at I get to do this, right? So focusing on the I get to's more than I have to's, and we all fall into it. I find myself, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that. No, I get to do it. I get to do all these cool things, right? So we're here tonight to support you in whatever way you need support. And I know there are at least three of you that wrote in that had a couple of questions, and I'll answer those. And then we'll just open it up for questions, for where are you at? I'd love to hear where you're at. I'd love to hear where you are with your sleep after our sleep talk last night. Do you have some good sleep hygiene in place? Can we support you with that? Are you doing what I don't do very well is turn off the, put my phone on airplane mode last night. I had been just leaving it not on airplane mode, but moving it further away. But last night I went, okay, I'm turning it on airplane mode. That's a start, right? It's a big start. Now I haven't gotten, you know, the husband to agree to turning off Wi-Fi at night. because you never know when you're going to wake up at 3 a.m. and you can't sleep and you have to get on the computer, right? You just never know.
Right? I will help you with that one.
Cecilia? Okay, yeah. She's good because she'll teach someone to him. And it's like, I said that to him all the time. Maybe he'll listen to you. But if we can get that to happen, just put it on a timer. Had it go off. That way it forces you to go to bed on time anyway, right? So I got 8.5 hours of sleep last night. I'm just going to report my response after that. Turned off my Wi-Fi, I mean my airplane, put my phone in airplane mode. And I got 8.5 hours of sleep. Okay? Thumbs up for me. Who else wants to report some really good stuff that they did? Before we get into what's up. Successes.
I have something I'd like to say.
Yeah.
You know, we left our home for a few days and stayed with my cousin. And last night, Andy and I couldn't sleep. And we realized that my cousin lives with wife. He's a total wireless geek. So in addition to having Wi-Fi, everything, they even have headphones when they watch TV that's Wi-Fi. And they have Alexa and she turns on and off lights. And, you know, their whole place is so – he's got cancer. And, you know, so that's a whole other story. But Andy and I were talking about it last night, and I think it was the Wi-Fi, you know, because we don't have Wi-Fi in our home.
Yeah.
And we do, you know, we do Jim's program, and but it was just such a disturbed sleep, and we were very comfortable, but I think it was really the Wi-Fi.
It could very well be, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And what Angelica had said yesterday was a great point. It's like, we had no power and everybody seemed a little calmer. You know, everything was turned down a notch.
It was crazy. My parents were like, wow, why am I so tired? I'm like, because you're running on, we're going too hard. And then finally when all the Wi-Fi was off, everyone was just like, oh, I'm calm and sleepy. I'm like, that's good.
It's good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're back home, you know, and I'm glad you're safe and I'm glad there was, you know, no fire damage there and that you had some place to go. It may not have been the best in the world.
Yeah, no, it was
a place to go, right?
It was an adventure. We went to Lori and Angie's, which is wonderful. That's been a great connection for me. Oh, just for the rest of you, we met at Shine in Austin last year and we're neighbors and we've become very close friends. So that's been wonderful. Yeah, and we spent time with Andy's youngest daughter and, you know, I like the way things just kind of flowed for us. You know, we didn't, it was just quite lovely actually. And
beautiful.
When we got back, we did, you know, some gratitudes outside on the earth and stuff and really glad to be home. But it's scary. It was a little bit apocalyptic.
It's got to be, yeah. Yeah. You don't, and it's lack of knowing, lack of power over, right? We have this false sense that we have power over things when we're home and everything's working and you can just go flip the switch and the lights come on and right. And when that's taken away, it's like, what do I have power over? Absolutely, probably nothing.
Yeah. Well, we would have stayed here in the quiet, except I told Angelica yesterday in a private message that our neighbor was using a very, very loud generator. And it was like a diesel truck. The whole house was kind of vibrating. And then he was burning wood, which is illegal on Spare the Air days. And so the reason we left was because we couldn't use our air purifiers. But here's something good that happened. Instead of like just getting all pissed off and like, you know, cursing him out and telling everybody complaining, I just figured I'm going to go because I can't breathe this air and listen to that noise. And so I'll just go. And it was okay.
So you did have power. You had the power to pick your body up and move it to a different place.
Good point. Yeah.
Right. So we did. We're not powerless. We do have the choice. We all have choices, right? And we have choices in every moment and every choice matters.
Yeah.
Right. Every choice matters. So good for you. Good for you. Taking care of you and then, you know, really staying present to gratitude.
Yeah.
Right? In a tough situation. So thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody else want to share like a gratitude or a success?
I can.
Yes, please.
We were in Colorado having fun and my plane was supposedly leaving yesterday morning and it was a very big snowstorm. So we drove with my husband all the way to Madison, and we arrived last night. It was fun and a little scary. And we got here, and it started snowing like crazy.
And it was snowing there, too. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. What an adventure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're smiling.
So many of, huh?
And you're smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, we made it.
Yeah.
We had to cancel a few hikes because it was too cold and too snowy to do. But we had some really beautiful hikes in the snow. It was really, really beautiful.
Oh, lovely.
A little early for this time of the year.
I know. We shouldn't be having snow in October, huh?
That's right.
Wow. But you had an adventure, right? Yeah. You have a story now.
That's right.
Instead of, oh, everything was beautiful, and in 2 months you'll kind of forget all the details. You'll probably have those details more imprinted in your mind.
That's right.
Because it was different. It was unique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you for sharing that. And we're glad you're back. Yeah.
And cool witch we have. Anybody else is wearing a costume today?
I don't know. I think we have the witch and we have the bat. And anybody else that's not on picture? Cool. That wants to show costume? When Lynn, I wonder where Lynn DeBrior Johnson is right now. She's on her way traveling down. Laura Fine is having a 5-day retreat and she's driving down. So I don't know where she stopped for the night, but maybe she'll share with us. There she goes. We have so many Lynns. We have Lynn Lowe and we have Lynn Rose and we have Lynn Johnson. Wow, lots of Lynns. Anybody else want to share? I see Brandon said he has, he puts his wireless on a timer. I think that's a good. Yeah. I was doing airplane mode for a long time. Oh, there, Lilo. Yay. Let's see. What a beautiful tiara, I guess. What is that what you would call it? She's a little princess or? Wow. I love it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Anybody else? There's Rachel. Hi, Rachel. And Simone came on. Yeah. Dancing is Wi-Fi stimulant. Yeah. Actually, on our call with Dr. Jim last night, he just offered to come back and really talk about Wi-Fi. You know, and how that affects the body, and everybody said sure. So we'll get him on the calendar to come back and talk about that. Because I know there's a lot of this 5G stuff, and there's people going wow, faster, yay, great. And the people are saying, what is this doing to our tissues? What's this doing to our body? And you know, it's good. If you have hardwire, it's fine. Yes, we have hard. I'm on hardwire. Whenever I'm on this computer here, it's hardwire. I don't have the Wi-Fi, which is why I prefer to be here versus on my laptop, which is Wi-Fi. I technically could put my Wi-Fi hardwired. I just need my 50-foot cable and have it go and hook it up, but I generally don't, and I should, probably should. I have to just remember to do that. There's lots of little things we get used to that we just do it because it's convenient. Well, I stopped putting the phone on airplane mode. So when my kids were home, you know, my kids lived at home. I always put it on airplane mode at night. I didn't have to deal with it, you know. Then when they moved away or they went off to college, I was afraid to put it on airplane mode in case they needed to reach me in the middle of the night. So I got out of that habit. Last night I just decided, well, what the heck? Scott's got his on if one of the kids needs to reach us, but we also have a hardwired phone. We do. So anyway, I decided to do it. It's just little things that we get used to. How do you hardwire Ethernet? The young millennial who only knows Wi-Fi, never even heard of hardwire stuff before. When we moved into this house, there wasn't Wi-Fi. So the only way you could have internet in all the rooms was you had it hooked in and there was a modem, a central modem where it goes out to the company. And it's all wired under the ground and all that. And then what you would do is have someone come in and wire it the same way they do electrical wires, go behind the walls and snake in these things and put in an outlet. I'll show you since you're here. There's one in the bedroom you're staying in. All you have to do is get a wire and you can stick it in. So it's real easy and you can have it right there. You just have somebody wire it that way. And it's hardwired. Years ago, we didn't have Wi-Fi. And Marcia doesn't have Wi-Fi in her house. She just has hardwire. Yeah. Cool. All right. So I'm going to, anybody else want to share a success or a gratitude right now? If not, I'm going to go grab the three people that wrote in and then we'll just open it up to however I can support you. Hi, Heather. Okay. So let me open it up. It was here and... Actually, Debbie was one, Heather was one, and I think, let's see, so Heather, celebration. This is great. After 15 weeks of staying in the sweet spot post reset month menu plans, due to travel, I had to expand my meal choices and found previously problematic foods, while they elevated my blood sugar higher than ideal, did post-meal healthy return to healthy levels fairly quickly. There were no wild swings any longer, thus evidence of healing taking place. So congratulations on that. That's really a good thing, right? And the more, the longer you stick with it, the easier it'll get, you know? And you may not ever be able to go back to some of those foods, but you may learn how to, like for me, I love pineapple. And I gave it up for a while, but I don't like giving up pineapple and mango. So now that I have my big smoothie or my big salad with some mango slices on, and I can do it without it raising my sugar to 180. 180 is pretty high, you know? So good for you. Oh, and the bifidobacter question. So it looks like your GI effects showed that you were low, lack of bifidobacter, which is one of the good organisms that live in the gut. And you have three FUT2 SNPs, which may be predisposed towards low bifidum. Yeah, I have eight of those. So yeah, I have to eat my bifidum every day. And of the total 9 SNPs for GI health, 1 is in the red, 5 in the orange, and 3 are okay. So that's, you know, pretty compromised there. So, my question is, should I specifically add a supplement for bifido, such as the one made from Carlson? I don't know Carlson, but I do know that I would recommend that you do some bifido, and then retest the test if, you know, within 4 months of doing the bifido and see if it's grown back. I don't know Carlson's brand, I don't know if they have a powder or capsules. I think powders tend to work better and they're more cost effective. Custom Probiotics has one and I think Claire has one. It's a 4-strain bifidobacter. So pick one, try it out, and I would probably go with 100 or more billion a day on it, which is very easy on the custom probiotic. It's like one of these little tiny baby scoops. It's just a little pinch. It's not that much. And you can either take it as a supplement in a little water at the beginning and the end of the day, or you can actually add it to a probiotic food. Like if you make a yogurt or you even buy some sauerkraut or yogurt, you can add it to it and stir it in and let it sit there. Like say you pick, I don't know. So you're going to do it for three days worth. Say you have 3 days worth of yogurt or sauerkraut. You can put 3 days worth of the bifido in it, let it sit. And then it'll probably actually be more because those little critters will multiply it. So I call putting probiotics in probiotic containing foods like hamburger helper for probiotics, right? It's an extender. It makes it go longer and multiply. So yeah, that's a great question. Does that make sense? Was Mickey Mouse on the call? Did you hear that? It sounded like Mickey Mouse. Oh, and there's Sandra in her hat. Yay. Love it. It sounded like somebody had a Mickey Mouse. That was cool. All right. So let me see. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I think it was Heather. Heather, if you can hear us, I think you and you were speaking. We couldn't hear your voice.
Go ahead and say hi.
Yeah, it's Heather.
No, now you're muted. Unmute yourself. Oh, it is. Okay, so you're Mickey Mouse for Halloween.
Heather, try unplugging it and then talking into your computer speaker. Maybe that would, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes that happens to Isabel a lot on our coaching calls. She'll come on and She has, then she plays around with her thing and it works, but it's kind of funny. Okay. All right. So let's see who else. So I had Heather, and then after Heather, I have Paula. Paula the Bat. Question, wondering when to have labs run as I did them at the end of May. Still trying to normalize stools. I thought you had some recently done though. Didn't you have, or was that just the copper zinc? Didn't you have some done in August?
Yeah, that was just copper zinc.
Okay.
ESH, right. I haven't had a full, you know, CBC, CMP.
Yeah.
I haven't done all that. I'm going to pull yours
open just so I can see what we found there to see. Okay, so that was there. Okay, I'm going to open up your health tracker. There we go. And we have lab. Just going to see what you've got there. Uh-oh. She didn't get back and finish these yet, so I have to look at your previous one. Okay. I promise you guys will have your things ready by, Francis said, by Monday. All right, so let me go and go to your lab results. All right, so May... You had some done in September. You had glucose.
That was the few that the GI doc ran.
Did, okay.
He ran an abbreviated something or another.
Yeah.
It wasn't the complete.
He didn't do a full.
No.
I'm looking here. That was white blood cell count. That's the thyroid. And that was May, was when the full one, May, November. I think, you know, 6 months would be good. So November sometime would be fine. You know, if you want to do it, you know, early November. So it's back in time for the 23rd when we do our second lab retreat. We could do it that way. Or we could do it on a call. I just think that there's enough little imbalances there. And you've had a lot of stuff going on that I think it would be good to see. If that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look at some of the more esoterics and see if you need those back. Like, I think your homocysteine was a little high. Your CRP was fine when you had it done recently. Hemoglobin A1C was 5.5, so way better than it used to be. Let's see. Vitamin D was 108, but then it came down to 97 just in September.
The GI doc wanted me to stop it altogether. I said, no way.
No.
No.
Just drop it back a little bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I argued with the nurse for quite a while about that one.
But look at your glucose there. This is 79.
That was when I had been doing the chicken broth for almost 2 weeks, and I was practically fasting for all that time.
Practically fasting, wow.
Yeah.
Fasting will lower it. Yeah, how do you feel about getting it done in November?
Yeah.
I think that would be good, especially since you've had this GI stuff, just to see where everything settles down. So it probably takes a good week to 10 days to make sure. I mean, most of it takes 24 to 48 hours, but like something like homocysteine sometimes takes a little longer. But you can.
Actually, I just did the blood draw Monday for the methylation profile, and the homocysteine is going to be on that.
It's on that. Okay, so then hold off your homocysteine on the test requisition that you should get. Have you gotten that yet?
Yeah, but the homocysteine isn't. I don't know that it's on there.
Oh, wait, no, homocysteine isn't. It's CRP and A1C. Got it. Okay, perfect then. Perfect. Yeah. That'll give us a nice rounded look. Yeah, I would say do it soon, you know, and then we'll get it, we'll have it back in time to go over it on the lab day.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so who else? Let's see, who's next? Next is Debbie. Oh, great. You just got the Accessing the Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve. Yeah, I can't wait to hear what you think of it. I love that book. I just think it's just so great. I'm scheduled for the November 8th retreat. Won't have lab tests done inside. But we have another one on the 23rd. Can you make that one?
I'm not sure yet if I can make that one. So what I just remembered, though, I do have some labs I done like a month ago, but they aren't as complete as the ones I'm going to do next week that won't be in time.
Yeah, but let's get them done on the 8th. If you can make the 23rd, you know, then for sure switch it. We'll do it then because your results should be back by then. And if not, we will definitely have plenty of gold plus calls, and you get a private one with me too to go over.
Oh, okay.
We can go over it privately.
I didn't know if we were having a gold lab day as well, so I didn't know.
I don't know that we're doing that this time. I can't remember, but I know we have our gold. There's the dog. Trick or treat.
So if I get it, I'll see if I can get it onto the other call. If not, we can go over, I guess, with what I have.
Yeah, we'll go over what you have and then.
Can I wait on the computerized for when I do the more complete one?
Yeah, you can get it both times. Report. You can get it both times.
Oh, okay.
We'll get it. We'll put both of them in for you.
How do I send then the ones I had done, the smaller set that I had done a month ago? I've already put them on my master tracker, but I haven't actually sent the, I'm not sure how to get.
Well, if it's already on your master tracker, just, there's that uploader, but just go to that uploader. Isn't there how did we tell them to do it, Angelica? Was it clicking on the uploader? You can just click on that uploader and just say, I already uploaded them. They're in my master tracker.
Well, I entered them on the labs page, but I didn't actually send in I didn't actually upload the actual printout from the lab, but
okay. The only reason we need that is if you made a mistake in entering them on the master tracker. And sometimes, like, you wouldn't know if you put 222 for TSH, maybe that, wow, that's way out of range. And really it was 2.2 or something. But we would. So usually we only look at the actual labs that you send us if we see some kind of discrepancy that we know that can't be right. And then we'll look at those. So the way you do it is to just upload it. Do you know how to upload a file? You know how to do that, right?
I know how to upload a file. I took a picture of the labs. Yeah. So just upload that?
Yeah, just upload that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay, and who do I send it to?
Just upload it and then let your coach know, Lisa. Yeah, just let her know that you have it there.
Okay.
And she'll make sure. Or let Angelica know. Just, you know, send Angelica a note that says, hey, it's all in my master tracker.
Okay.
And if you want to wait until you get your others back, we'll do it all at the same time because it would probably be just easier putting in it all at the same time rather than pulling up your record another time.
Okay. Then maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll, because the other ones are going to be what I had done plus the full picture.
Full stuff. Yeah. So that's what I would do. And then we'll get one report. It'll go in as two separate dates. So for comparison's sake, but it'll be easier for entering to just enter it that way.
Okay, that's great. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and there was one more, I think. Yeah, 24 is Diana. And Diana, celebration. Despite the early end to the garden, I'm beyond blessed to have a bounty of things to put up for the winter. More stashed in cold storage to keep on fermenting for a good while. And I'm back to making up fresh batches of salves and balms and tonics. That's so awesome. With this year's infused herbal oils. Best of all, I have enough energy back to look forward to this. And it brings lots of the hope and joy back into my life and heart. Yeah. That makes me smile so much. Just the joy that you get from the garden and then the ability to use your hands and your mind together to create useful products from the bounty of the earth. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah. I made 100 lip balms today.
100 lip balms.
Yeah. I got a little device that holds 50 tubes at a time. And I actually made two batches. So I was double batch. And that was out of the infused oils that I did this summer out of the flowers that I grew.
Oh, so
sweet almond oil infused with homegrown calendula flowers. Lynn Rose has gotten one of my tubes of lip balm. So I just made another 100. So I'm real happy with that. And then I also had another project. I've got a friend going in for a hip replacement surgery. And I was going to send him a jar of my muscle rub. And I just thought, no, I need to modify the recipe a little bit. So I made him a custom salve today when I was making. So it's real heavy on comfrey with a little bit of calendula just to get in there and heal that bone faster.
Yeah. Beautiful. What a gift you have. And it's so nice, like with holidays coming up, you know, that you can have a little homemade lip balm to give to friends and family members, you know, those mm-hmm. little things like that. And it means the world to people when they get something that's not only handmade by you, but it's grown and they know the source and they know you put so much love into it. It means so much.
Yeah, and I have not actually made a batch of lip balm in almost a year. So it's always, I make it fresh, and then usually I give it away or sell it so fast that I can't keep it in. But I was going to send you a little box too, but I have literally run out of all my salves because I've just not been well enough to do a lot of stuff. So mm-hmm. I've actually started making stuff again. When I make my salves, I make up a batch of 32 ounces of oil. And that's one batch, because I don't add any preservatives, so yeah. It's fresh. It's always fresh. So I haven't been able to make anything. Well, in the last couple of months, I've finally gotten around to being able to make salves again, and I made a batch of calendula salve, and I made a batch of my muscle rub. Those are my two most popular, and I already run out of the calendula. The whole batch is gone. The last of the cans left yesterday. A previous customer drove up from Boise. And knocked on my door this morning or yesterday morning, and she wanted everything I had. It's gone into
winter. You have this little cottage business. It's so awesome.
And, you know, I've been selling mostly through the farmer's market, but because we have a lot of tourists that drive through and stop and visit, I do ship some. So, but I do, I keep it small. I've asked God, just give me enough harvest for what I need, just to give me enough. I don't want to go into multiple businesses, and I don't want to manufacture in large scale. It's all, you know, just handmade. So,
yeah,
but I have sent some of my stuff out. And anyway, that's the nice part is I have my joy back. I had the energy to do that today, and I haven't had that in a year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I literally was out of, I'm on my last tube for myself for the lip balm, and I'm like, I've got to get a batch made. And while I was at it, I was like, well, I'll just make a double batch. What the heck?
Oh, beautiful.
While I'm at it. So that was all my wins for the time being. And I did have one test that I was waiting on, but it hadn't come back as of this morning when I filled that out. Okay. It did come back, and all it is was a vitamin D check.
Oh, yeah.
And it was sent electronically, and I did put it in the tracker, but it was up to 55.
Okay.
And it dropped down to 42. So
where was it before?
It had dropped down to 42 for some reason okay. on my and last check.
42 to 55. What was the time span between the two?
July to now.
July to
so
now.
It didn't come up as much as I would have liked, but we have been battling with a little bit of some bug that's going around town. So that's
how much D are you taking?
Well, when I remember to take everything all day, I'm up to 10,000 trying to get it back up from 42. So I don't think I can lower it yet.
No, no, no. I wouldn't lower it. I was going to say maybe raise it. Because if you're not consistent with it, you know, if it's not every day, then it's not going to hurt you to take 12 to 15 on the days you do remember.
Well, it's not so much. I take my vitamins every day. It's whether I remember to take all the different batches because I have them kind of split. I take 5,000 in the morning and 5,000 at night. So I'm getting probably at least one dose a day, if not two, but there are some days where I miss one. Like I'll miss the PM dose or something. Usually it's the morning dose if I'm going to miss something, but.
Well, you can just always take them together.
I could, but it's like I try to dish out I've got pill containers and they only hold so much.
Okay, so, got it.
So I try to split them when I need to just to.
And they're 5,000 capsules? There's capsules of 5,000?
One of them is a fermented turmeric that I'm taking. It's that organics product that has the fermented stuff, and it has a fermented D3 in there with the turmeric, 5,000. Mm. And then the other one I'm taking at night, I'm taking Mercola's D3 plus K2,
mm-hmm.
and that's 5,000 of D3 with well, it's 10 to 1 ratio on the K2. So I'm getting the K2 also. But because I do have a clotting kind of thing, I don't want to overdo the K2.
You don't overdo the K. No.
So that's
kind of
what...
The other thing you could do is you could just buy a bottle of just the D3 by itself, an oil-based, you know, something that's like 1,000 or 2,000 per drop. And then just on the days, you know, just take a couple of extra drops of it.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do any more on the K.
Yeah. No, I'm fine on the K. I'm figuring 10,000. Yeah. And then the 1,000, I think, is what the K is.
Yeah.
It's 10 to 1 ratio on the.
Well, the Premier has their little D. That's, I mean, it's like 10 or 12 bucks per bottle. And, you know, each drop is 1,000 or two.
Yeah, and I think I might have the Seeking Health one. I can just add drops there.
Yeah.
But like I say, since we've been battling this on and off virus, it's like every other week Dennis picks something up at the store, brings it home and shares it with me, and it's like we're trying to go on the plan where if you start to feel the sniffles, you get the 50K out and just slam 50K for 3 days.
Yeah.
Once a day. And so it's been kind of, like I said, it's kind of a roller coaster.
It's up and down. So that's probably part of it. And the C would be good, like the liposomal C. I was starting to get something this morning. So I big dose of the liposomal C, some of the.
It lives right here. Yeah. I'm doing 5,000 a day just as my normal. So, you know, when we hit the sniffles, it's out comes the arsenal and it sits right here on the table. It's like, oh, you're sniffling, you sneeze, go take some more C.
It sits right here on my thing. I just, okay, need it, got it, done.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So like I said, it's really kind of, I'm glad it's moving up, but it's definitely not time to back off at all.
No, definitely not back off yet.
Maybe even increase a little bit because we are going into winter, so it's going to be a whole lot less skin exposure.
Exactly.
We're already in winter. What am I saying going into? We've had snow for 2 months. It's silly.
I feel for you.
It below last night. I mean, what can I say? Crazy. It is crazy. So, vitamin D is not something we get a lot of down here or up here. That's kind of all I got. But that was a good thing. The doctor's data repeat test will be coming up this month. Awesome. So hopefully we'll have the results by the 23rd because that's
overall feeling. Your gut is feeling better.
Yes and no. I'm still having trouble getting things happy down there, but things are definitely improved. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Diana, do you have a light box?
No. I don't.
Oh, that might help.
That might help a lot for people. I've always craved after, but I just can't. Well, it's the expense, but also the size. Mercola has, it's almost like a sunny, it's like a big wall that you can go in. It's like a sun bed. I think you can lay on it or you can stand in front of it. And it's supposed to have the rays that will give you the D3 as well as even a little suntan.
Yeah, well, that'd be neat. We don't really have room for something like that, but one of those little light boxes.
Of the little light boxes that sits on your table. Yeah.
Yeah, that might work. That might help.
And anybody that goes as feels like as this the winter comes on, that you get a little of that seasonal affective disorder, that depression that sets in, just that low mood, those light boxes can be phenomenal. I remember my son in high school, and I got him one that he would just sit on the table to study with because he would just, it always happened as soon as the sun started to go down and he wasn't outside as much. He just had that little edge to him.
Yeah.
And it really did help.
Yeah. And we're so far north that we'll be down to about 8 hours of light a day.
Oh boy.
Because it'll be, the sun won't come up. It won't come up over the mountain until about 8 a.m. and then it'll be dark by 4:00.
Well, you could do a really nice little time-restricted eating regime on that, right? You can just, you only eat when it's light out. And then it's real easy.
Yeah.
You're on time-restricted eating, intermittent fasting, and it's easy to, oops, it's dark, I guess I can't eat anymore. Done.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good trigger. Yeah, I've definitely got my timing down on the meals, but sometimes the dinner gets pushed because it's still daylight.
Because it's still light, you know, and you're outdoors enjoying it, right? Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, you just forget that it's, you know, after 5:00. I try to eat before 5:00.
Yeah.
And then,
well, this will help you just as soon as, you know that as it starts to get dark, you get your meal in and you're done.
Yep.
I've been listening to a book called The Circadian Code.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying it. And he's talking a lot about the, you know, time restricted eating and then the combination and the timing of the day and light and, you know, how, mm-hmm. how it takes, like we're going into the, daylight savings and what effect, yeah. just like Dr. Jim said yesterday. But yeah, this time restricted eating, eating within an 8 to 10 hour window, no matter what that window is, as long as you find the window that works for you. For me, it works to skip the breakfast and do it, you know, noon to 8 or something. But for some people, it works really well to do a meal at 8 in the morning, do a meal at noon, and do a meal at 4, and then you're done. And you've done it within 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah.
Right? And your digestion likes it better because it's got all that time to just calm down and have the migrating motor complex jump in and help move things. And from a circadian rhythm standpoint, it helps with the immune system. It helps with brain function. And it doesn't have to be 2 meals a day. A lot of people think, well, if I'm going to do intermittent fasting, I have to cut to 2 meals a day. And you don't. You just time it so that you eat at the beginning of the window, the end of the window, and then once in the middle.
Once in the middle, yep.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and I could actually do a little intermittent fasting and just drop lunch out. That would be something real interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the days that you could, and you can have a slightly earlier if you're hungry, right? You'd have a slightly later if you wanted to just have 2 meals, have the first meal a little bit later and the second meal a little bit earlier. So, and then
That's
an interesting study I read recently that they compared, like a lot of people are talking about the 1 meal a day, and you know, it's really good for calming your digestive tract, but is it really good for long-term fat loss? So they were looking at that and for blood sugar balance. And they found that because people were eating so much at the 1 meal a day to make up for not eating it, that the people who did the 1 meal a day, and it didn't matter whether they did an early meal or a late meal, they were actually losing on the same exact food, the same exact caloric balance. They were actually gaining weight versus losing weight, spreading it out into 2 to 3 meals a day.
I'll be darned. So
I just think we all have to find what works for us, right? What works for our habits, but also what works for our physiology.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, the last 9 months, 8, 9 months, we've been, once I really got into doing the green smoothies, when my gut went in the toilet, literally, we as a couple, we'll come in here and at about 4:35 o'clock, we'll sit here and we make a full Vitamix full of green smoothie, and we chop all the veggies and throw them all in there. Most of them have been from the garden. And I make that whole blender full. We have half of it for dinner, split half of it. And then the other half we put in a refrigerator container, and then that's breakfast. So those two things have got my gut really happy. The only time I'm really eating much at all is at lunchtime is my main meal.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. Yeah.
If I really wanted to like drop weight or fast, I would drop the main meal out of the, at the noontime hour, because I'm surviving on that green smoothie. That's my food. He eats a lot more. He'll eat some breakfast food after he has the smoothie, or, you know, he'll eat
something. You just have the smoothie as your breakfast.
I'm pretty much having the smoothie just by itself. And then I do have a higher protein type meal at lunch, but it's really helping. And to tell you the truth, I'm almost afraid to not like go on a trip somewhere and not be able to have my smoothies. I'm afraid it's going to just wreck my gut.
Well, if you go on a trip sometime before you go, you play with some of the powdered greens.
And I'm picking up some of the powdered greens now. And I did do a lot of dehydrating this summer. So I've got a lot of powders.
Powders, right? And then you can just make your own and add water and let it hydrate.
Yeah. And I think I'm gonna be trying that before I try taking it on a trip. And just
try it before you go. Right.
Literally, I'm just terrified. If I go away for 5 days and I don't have my green smoothies, I might not. Might have a problem, if you know what I mean.
That's not good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, depending on how you do the trip, you can take a blender with you. Yeah. You know, I've taken my full on Vitamix and stuck it in the suitcase. When the kids were little, I wouldn't go anywhere without it. Unless I don't do it as much anymore, but then I had the little, like a Nutribullet or something like that.
Yeah, I've got a Nutribullet that I can throw in.
That you can throw in a suitcase. You just can't do carry on when you do that. You have to check your bag.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway,
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. That's all I needed was just a little, giving us some encouragement, and express my joy.
I'm happy for you.
And I will come up with a little package, so someday you might get a surprise on your doorstep.
That would be so fun.
I think I got a return address, something. Something that came in.
You have something I've sent you, so you have my address. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you need it, I can always give it to you.
Yeah, so sometime you might have a little Christmas box. And
that would be so sweet. I get so thrilled with that. One year, one of my patients sent me, she lived in California, and she sent me from her tree a box of Meyer lemons. I was in heaven, and anytime anybody in the family went to get a lemon, I'm like, you go get those. These are mine. These are mine. Only I get to have these Meyer lemons. Oh, my God, they were heavenly. It was so delicious. I love Meyer lemons.
Do you like lavender?
I love lavender.
Well, some of that lovely lavender that I did the video on, you'll probably get a little bit of that too.
Oh, I love lavender. It's just got, and it's lavender, citrus, the lemon nut. I just smelling the Meyer lemon skins just smell different. They have this amazing. I wish I would have known what I know now about, like when I learned from Elena Love about taking the skins and dehydrating them and making a lemon powder, because the Meyer would have been like heavenly, especially grown on her own tree. I don't have to worry about wax and all the other stuff that they may get when they go through the stores. So yeah, love that smell, that citrus smell and the lavender. Oh, those cute little containers. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I'd make my own labels. I just saw Marcia asked a question about logos and packaging. I make my own, and they're photos. They're actually photos of the flowers in the garden. They're my photos.
Oh, you're so creative. Now, that's a fun project, right? And that's your lip balm?
That's the lip balm.
You are amazing.
Isn't she amazing? Oh, my gosh.
And then all the ingredients and stuff is on the... So you'll get a package. The herbs will just be in a plastic bag because it's the easiest way to transport them. But please do know that they're culinary. The lavender is culinary.
Oh, it is. So I can put it.
You can use it. Yeah, it's Hidcote. It's Hidcote, so you can use it for anything. But it is an official both pharmaceutical grade and also culinary grade.
Beautiful. Ooh, thank you. I'll look for it. Awesome.
You'll get a box eventually, someday.
No rush.
You'll smell it too. Everybody that gets the lavender, they say they can smell it before they even open the mailbox.
Oh,
it comes through the bag. It comes through the box.
Through the bag. Through the box. The mailbox. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, so. Diana, I wanted to give you another tip about traveling. So I agree with the blender thing, super essential. Yeah. But I recently, like, I would always have trouble going to the grocery store when I get somewhere new. So when I got to Dr. Reed Ree's house, because we're going to a retreat this week in Austin, I had groceries delivered. So I took advantage of grocery delivery because I don't have a car. So just the food was here, you know, when I got here. Now this is a home, but if you're staying somewhere, presumably you could get them delivered right when you arrive.
Wow.
Yeah. I had no idea. All of a sudden somebody comes to our doorstep and here's the groceries you're delivering. I'm like,
wow.
I should have given you guys a little more warning.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then it's a local store.
I don't even have a smartphone, so I wouldn't even know how to go about doing
that. You could do it on the internet, on the computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it on the internet from the computer before I leave and just have it waiting at the hotel.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Schedule it for right when you arrive.
And you let the hotel know to expect that you're going to be having that. And then when it comes that they can deliver it to your room.
This is too fun. Okay.
Your greens, you get everything.
Wow.
Yeah. And also always when you travel, ask for a refrigerator in your room. Almost all of them have it anyway, but yeah.
They almost always do. Not all of them.
But a lot of it, like cheap hotels, like, you know, comfort suites, it's not one of your high-end things, but they have the best rooms because they usually have a big refrigerator in there, you know, so it's really nice. Yeah. Wow.
I try to book rooms with a kitchen.
Yeah.
So not only I can do a smoothie if I want to, but at least one of my, or a couple of my meals I can prepare.
And prepare them there. Yeah. We do that when we travel. When we go on vacation, we'll usually rent a condo instead of a hotel. So, and we will make most of our meals there and, you know, just go out for an occasional treat.
Yeah, there are many extended stay kind of.
Yeah, yeah, and they're quite inexpensive compared to the high end chain. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So Comfort Suites is one that I've done, but there's others like that. I think Marriott Residence Inn or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of good tips for traveling. And, you know, it's different now than it was when I first started doing this in, you know, the 80s and 90s. Boy, you couldn't just go to a city and there was a Whole Foods or a health food store. You just couldn't do that. It was really hard traveling. And I literally got one of those coolers on wheels. And that would be one of our pieces of luggage. And we would load it with produce and with dried stuff and all kinds of stuff, you know, to make sure that the kids and I got fed well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm anticipating, you know, taking a lot of stuff with me food-wise. But yeah. That's what coolers are for, especially those little ones with the wheels.
Yeah, the ones with the wheels are great. But that's also good for carrying your blender in because it's protected, because it's got all that, you know, the cushion around it because they're thick. So.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good stuff. Okay. Well, so are there any questions here in the chat that I missed?
I was wondering about that light box. So do you use that just during the day, in the morning, at night? When are you supposed to use it?
Yeah, I think you can use it whenever, like, you know, you're not going to sit in front of it all day long unless you are sitting indoors, but it depends on the severity of your seasonal affective disorder too. And you kind of play with it to see how much time, but if you're sitting at the computer, you just have it there. Like when my kid was doing his homework, I'd have him have it there, and it just, you know, it gives you the rays to keep you from, you know, keep your melatonin good and keep everything going well. Yeah.
But if you're trying to adjust your circadian rhythm, shouldn't you try to use it at the time the sun is up?
Yeah, it's a good point. You wouldn't do it in the evening. You would do it in the day for sure. Yeah. And with those glasses like Lynn Rose is wearing, the blue light blockers, you don't want to wear those all day long because you need the blue light to stimulate the rhythm. But once the sun goes down and when you're in front of the other light, the artificial light, then that's the time to do blue light blockers. Yeah, in this book, he was telling a story about someone who had switched over, used the blue light blockers, and the doctor was really thrilled with how much the depression was going down and all this. But then they came in, they're like, you know, I'm getting depressed again, and started looking at it, and they were using them all day long. So got them to stop that. And within a couple of weeks, back to normal, you know, back to feeling good again. So it's so much, there's so much to it, right? The light, the timing of meals, even the heat, right? Keeping your room cool during the evening so that you're not overheated. Because that's what happens in nature. Right. If you're not in boxes like we are, temperature controlled, light controlled, that in the evening when the sun goes down, you no longer have the light, but also it gets cooler. It just naturally gets cooler. So your head is going to be, you know, maybe cooler. You put on a blanket or something to keep your body warm. So it is good to sleep in that cooler environment. We do that. Who else has questions? Lynn Lowe, today I started to get a little overwhelmed with my to-do list. Yeah, you and your to-do list, right? So I took a break, put on some salsa music, and did 20 minutes of Peloton spinning class in the comfort of my home. Felt much better and affirmed everything I need comes to me and everything I need to know is revealed to me. That's beautiful, Lynn. That's beautiful. Unmute yourself.
One of the things that I've been meaning to put up some posters, some pictures of the stuff that I got a lot done this week. I've been still trying to get to my ERC. I'm starting later than I expected, but, you know, I plan to do a few hours this weekend and I'm on a better track right now. I kind of fell off a bit. But you know, the biggest thing, Dr. Rita Marie, is I have a project to do, and again with my mom's home. You know, last year I was so obsessed with it, and a huge part of it, I want to say this because I'm determined. First of all, it's not going to be as huge as last year, but I'm also determined to be more balanced this year. with, you know, I got immense done, but I like drove myself into the ground. And it turns out because we had an ass doing the mold remediation, he wasn't an honest person, and he was a local person. And, you know, the specialist said, see if you can find a local person who's willing to do the protocol, right? Mm-hmm. And he could have learned so much, this guy. He was so short-sighted. It's so unfortunate. And we realized that he had done it wrong. And thank God I hadn't paid him completely. And we tried to fix as much as possible. And the house was so much better. And it seemed wonderful. And then it took like 6 weeks to collect dust again. Honestly, that's how much more air and everything. When we collected the dust and sent it away, and I got the results in June or something, the toxic mold had almost doubled.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like one of the, some of the other molds had diminished, but one of them that is a serious one is, I have to look at them again, but it seemed to be, I think it's almost doubled. And everyone was like, what? You know? And you know, honestly, I had to park that. I thought, I can't deal with this anymore. I've got to take care of myself. I went to the Ann Wigmore for 2 weeks. I went to my Vipassana meditation retreat. I just relaxed, you know? And so I had to order some more supplements for mommy. You know, I'm getting a hyperbaric chamber. I don't know if I told you that.
Oh, wow.
Could you believe that? Through Desiree's conference. I mean, it's insane. It's almost a miracle that I'm getting it, because that was the last protocol that they wanted us to do. We're doing this infrared thing that seems to be helping with her Alzheimer's, which is very interesting. Not infrared, laser. It's like laser. This. And I already bought her an infrared sauna, would you believe? So I like got a credit line and stuff, but you know, the last piece was this hyperbaric chamber. And I thought, how the hell am I going to do that? You know, they don't have soft chambers here. And how am I, I'm going to fly to the, to Florida to do it. I didn't know how I was going to do it. Turns out Desiree had these guys coming, and they brought two chambers. And when I saw that they were coming, I said, okay, Desiree, we're buying those chambers for a reduced rate. And we swung it in a way that a miracle. So I am like, I'm sitting here gobsmacked that I'm getting it for a quarter of the price. It's just a miracle, you know. And the guy who's selling it is his chambers are in the doctor's office, and the ones that we got are from England, and we had more room to play with that and to bring the price down because they really wanted to begin marketing it in the States. And the doctor who checked it said it's even better. And so we don't have it just yet. And I'm still holding my breath a little, but it's supposed to come in any day. And, you know, so I'm thrilled about that. And I'm learning how to put her in, and I'm going to have to do 40 treatments, basically 5 days a week for, you know, 8 weeks. But the big thing right now, you know, I don't want to just totally focus on the house and not do my ERC. You know, I've got to find a balance that I could be doing both. And of course, work is picking up and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm trying to work out and meditate 2 hours a day if I can, or at least an hour. And I'm doing that. And so I just, you know, today when I started to get overwhelmed, it was like, where do I start with this mold thing, you know?
And then you just took a break and salsa danced. Yeah. I think that's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, there is a way that we can approach it that I know. I recorded the specialist. I've just got to listen to that recording. I'm getting some air conditioners taken out that we don't use ever. They're just sitting there picking up dust. And then, you know, my mom's bedroom set. You know, sometimes when you're doing this remediation, you can't imagine throwing away so much stuff, right?
No.
And it's just, so I wasn't ready to throw away my mom's whole bedroom set, but I realized it's got to go. It's got to go. And then, you know, I feel like I've got my sister involved. She seems to be willing, you know, like, so it'll be okay. And, Yeah, we just have to find someone who's going to help us now, who probably, hopefully won't be, well, anyway, one thing at a time.
One thing at a time. And always know that it's one thing at a time. You always stop and ask yourself, what is the next thing that I can do to bring me closer to whatever that goal is?
Yeah.
Whether it's a remediation, whether it's a health thing. What's the next thing? What is something I can do right now?
Yeah.
To help me move a little closer.
And I always think about when I used to get overwhelmed, you said just three things that you need to do today. And I always go back to that.
Go back to three, because your list is always this long. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and that's the sign of a, you know, a high achiever, that it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, we have such little, what's the word, common sense about what we really can accomplish in a day. Oh, yeah, I'll do these 20 things. And it's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so interesting. When I came back from my Vipassana retreat, I've gone several times to the sit, you know, but boy, I tell you, I often say to people, some people have, a walnut size, an almond size of Vipassana in them, that when they go, they're like, this is my path. You know, I always say I have dust particles. but somehow I kept going, even though it kicked my ass every time I would go, I kept going. And you know, somehow this time I'm like, wow,
made a difference.
Wow. I really want to keep this up. And I started my meditation group once a week. We've got 5 people
I'm
now.
Stop you there. Cause I want you to say, instead of, I want to keep this up.
Yeah.
I intend to keep this.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, when I went off with my food, I totally saw how it affected my meditation. Yeah. So I thought, no, I don't have that luxury this year. You know, I don't have that luxury. It's really important for me to be good with my food and to be good with my meditation, you know?
Okay. Yeah. To get you, like, we have to keep in mind, this is why we have everybody start with, what's your big why? What is it that you need to and want to feel at your best for?
Yeah.
Right. And if it's some little thing like, I can clean my house every day, it ain't going to work. it's not going to drive you to give up your pizza and eat your, you know, salad. If you want to have the strength to clean your house, it ain't big enough. Sorry. Yeah. It ain't big enough. Yeah. Right. But if the desire is, you know, to be a beacon of light, to be for your family member, to be able to really guide your mom to her own health, to work with your clients, you know, and to just have joy in your life,
like
immense joy. That's a more driving force. So I think for all of us, it's just keeping that big why in your mind, that desire, that dream.
And one last little thing is, I had a client the other day and I was so pleased, you know, she I'd never had her before, but she was referred to me. I had been working on some people and anyway, she came in and we just had this great connection. And she's like, you know, you need to come to New York. And I did that before. I went to New York to work and play once for 6 weeks. It was before I had my mortgage, and it was absolutely amazing. I had so much fun. I made really good money. I was a whirling dervish. It was fabulous. And I've been wanting to go back to New York, and to do a few things, but she kept on saying, so when you come to New York, I'll gather some people. And, you know, in fact, we have an apartment downstairs at my father. And this is like a very wealthy woman, right? And my father is 94, married, gone away. You could stay there. And I thought, great.
Wow.
So I was thinking, not only am I just going to do my treatment, there are other things I could be doing also with breath work and different things. So it's a motivation to stay healthy too.
Yes.
So yeah. I'm excited about that. We're tentatively for you next October, you know, so.
Awesome. Yay. Good for you. Thank you for the check-in.
Thanks.
So who else? Rachel, Simone, Heather, Annie. Hi, Annie. Just saw you come on. How can we support you? What is something you want to share a success with? And what is something that you struggling and need some help with? Who else? I see Lou on as well. Marilyn's on. Nancy?
I've got a question. This is sure. Annie.
Yeah. Hi, Annie.
Hi. So I connected with Lisa yesterday.
Great.
She's fabulous. And I did some blood testing today, and I'm going to do a little bit more tomorrow, and I see the tests that are coming. So feel super good that that's going in the right direction. I'm going to leave on Thursday for a couple weeks. And so before I have like a real protocol for myself, I want to know what would be a smart, small package of supplements to take to keep my energy and digestion on track while I travel. A lot of times I'll take like a little apple cider vinegar, and I just feel like my adrenals are really shot, and I don't know, you know, I piecemeal stuff together versus saying, here's what's really smart. And yes, this is great, but you need this with it to really get the full impact.
Yeah.
I'll be gone for about 2.5 weeks, and I feel like that's my time to really restore. So when I get back to the States, I can hit it. It's just insanity what I'm handling right now.
Are you going to Costa Rica?
I am, yeah. But I'm putting my childhood home on the market. We've got new construction, remodel construction, purging 80 years of stuff. I mean, it's just blah. Well, I'm designing a house for my mom there and my commercial zone. It's insanity, but it's all like good, right? But I got to keep, I don't want to crash and burn.
You don't want to crash. So without knowing, you know, having everything in front of me and knowing, and your tests will reveal that when you get your Dutch test, it'll reveal where your adrenals are and know exactly. But things that you can bring along, I would certainly bring vitamin C.
Okay.
Okay. Because your adrenals need it. They use it. If you can get like liposomal, probably the best bet.
Okay.
I would look at, probably just a good multi-B.
Okay.
Multi-B to protect. As far as adrenals, I mean, there's a number of really good stuff. Just depends on what's going on. Like more of the gentle adaptogen type of things. Ashwagandha can be super helpful. If you have any difficulties with sleep, taking it at bedtime or taking it with Shizandra berry can be very good for calming things down.
So I sleep well. I don't feel rested ever.
So you may not be sleeping as deeply as you could.
Yeah. So would that be more of a, would it be smart then to add the Shizandra?
It could. I mean, it could. The other things that could help, and again, I don't know where your adrenals are without looking at testing, but a magnolia flower can be a good one because it calms down the cortisol at night so that, you know, if you're not sleeping deeply enough, maybe you have a superficial sleep, you could be up and down throughout the night and that could help you get into a deeper sleep. But the other thing is sign up for this brain time.
Yes, I'm doing that.
definitely get the brain time going. So I would say the C's, the B's, magnesium is always a safe bet. And then I think the apple cider vinegar is probably really good to just get that dose first thing in the morning and before meals even to just help. I just bought this fermented apple cider vinegar, fire cider, whatever they call it there was a fermentation festival.
Oh, wow.
And spicy, and they ferment like cayenne and other kinds, ginger and turmeric and whatnot. And then it's in an apple cider vinegar base. And I misread it one day. I thought it said two tablespoons or two. I think I misread it, and I actually had double what it was. I can't remember what it was. And I put it in my little thing, and I'm measuring it. I'm like, well, that's a lot. Okay. And I went, and like within seconds, I'm like, it was burning. And I'm like, where's the slippery elm? Where's the slippery elm? You know, downing slippery elm as a result of that. And it calmed down right away. And I realized, I looked again. I'm like, oh, I had double what I should. So from there on, I just would put it in and I just gently sipped it with water, sipped it with water, sipped it with water. And I was fine. But it had all this great fermented stuff in it.
Wow.
As far as ferments, as far as for your gut, again, not knowing where your gut's at, but, something that's just, you're not going to be in a place where you can make your own sauerkraut or, bring your own yogurt or whatever. But, something that's a bit, do you get bloated when you eat food?
I do. Yeah.
So I would get a good probiotic. When do you leave?
Thursday.
Next Thursday? Okay, you probably have time. Custom Probiotics and Claire Labs both have something they call D-lactate-free probiotic.
Okay.
And it's a combo of a bifido plus the strains of lacto that won't, they won't stop and grow in your small intestine. They'll go all the way down. Problem with some of the strains of lactobacillus that are not D-lactate free, they produce D-lactate. And that will feed the critters that, if you have a SIBO issue going on, that will feed the critters in your small intestine. So this is why I asked you about bloating.
That's right. Custom. And what's the other brand?
Custom Probiotics or Claire, K-L-A-I-R-E Labs. I think they both have. And you can just look to see how, you know, quickly they can get it. Both of them, I think, are at the Dr. Supplement store that we have an arrangement with.
Okay.
And they ship pretty quickly. DSS ships pretty quickly.
Okay. Awesome.
And we use the coupon. We have it on the site. I don't know what it is, but it'll be in the newsletter tomorrow. Read our newsletter tomorrow. And we arranged a coupon that's good forever. Whenever you want to order anything, it's 10% off.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah. And then just to let you know, through this blood work, I have to look on my phone. This lab that I found that's in partnership with Quest, they're crazy reasonable rates. At least, like, I know when I went to get a deed test, months and months ago, they said, oh, insurance isn't going to cover it. And it's like $240 or something ridiculous.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I said, fine, I don't need to know what my D is. I just know that the world is deficient. But let me tell you, because I could not believe it. It's like, everything's like $12.95. It's ultra wellness, Ulta, U-L-T-A wellness.
U-L-T-A, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, so they are awesome. So
how much was the D?
The D, I can't remember offhand, but let me just.
The cheapest I've ever seen it in any of these labs has been like $50.
Okay, no, it's going to be less, I bet.
Less?
You. Yeah, I'm just searching it right now. Okay, that can't be.
I'm going to look it up to see what it is your lab work while you look at that.
Okay, so there's a STTM 6.0 vitamin D, then a 25- hydroxy vitamin D.
Yeah, that's the one.
$39.
Oh, yeah, that's cheaper.
Yeah, and it says normally $206.86. Yeah.
Well, most places it's 59.
Yeah.
So just but that's still $20 less. That's 33% less. Yeah. So that's really good.
You're very good at math. That was fast.
I was a math major. My previous life, I was a math major. So I'm looking to see what it is on the here. Let's see. Nutrients. Vitamin D is $50 at your lab work, on my page on your lab work. So yeah, that's a good price. It's $10 less than there. So that's like 20% less.
Yeah, so you might even want to work with these guys to put a panel together for your various things.
I wrote it down. I'll look into it.
Yeah, cool. And I think it's every state but four here in the States.
Yeah, that's the typical. New York. Yeah.
Rhode Island. There's like that little New England.
Maryland, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a state thing there, and they are, the medical establishment has got a corner on it, and they won't let anybody, you know, personal health freedoms down the tube.
Yep.
Right. We should all be able to order whatever labs we want to. It's our body.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it was interesting just talking with insurance today, because our insurance is shifting. The person on the phone for insurance was crabby and grumpy and defiant. And then the guy on this place, a woman and a guy, they were so happy and helpful. I'm like, oh my God, what a difference. Like, it should just be about get better and get on with it, right?
Just get better and get on with it. Empowered self-care. We all need to take charge of our own health and to know what to do, you know, and that's why we teach you. That's why we do our lab retreats. It's not intended for me to read your labs, which I do, of course, but it's intended for you to get an understanding of what those things mean so that, you know, you can keep doing that and you can be empowered to know what to do and how to do it with your stuff. So thank you. Thank you. And have fun. That'll be so awesome.
Hey, have you heard of Sacha Inchi as a herbal supplement?
Sacha Inchi is actually a seed.
A seed,
and
yes.
You can get it as a seed or as protein powder. Yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah. So I found a supplier, a grower down in Costa Rica. So I'm super. Yeah, because I thought it was only in Peru, up high in the altitudes.
Yeah.
But and they have a drought condition in Peru. So I found a grower kind of found me. It was so bizarre. So I bought some to give to my mom to see how it might help her brain and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about it.
Awesome. Yeah, I send some. I sent some to my son about a year and a half ago, and he's hooked on it. Every time he finishes it, Mom, send me more of that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's got good omega 3 and good protein.
Yeah, awesome.
Super. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Rachel, do you have anything? Simone, Heather?
I have a question.
Yes. Oh, here you are.
Here I am. Do we have any bonuses this year for elite people?
Yeah, we're working on getting the bonuses out. The one was the 1 month in the brain time. If you missed yesterday's call, I think we have can you put that in the chat, Angelica? I think it was drrenamarie.com/braintime is I think where it is. And you go there and you get a free month in the brain time. There are some labs, which you should have already gotten from your lab work, from Alan Hopkins' lab. And he said they sent them out. Yeah, people are nodding. They sent them out a few days ago. Yeah. So if you haven't, then, you know, just write to an email to help desk and we'll jot you down and we'll make sure that Amy checks in with them. So let me write you down, Sandra. Are you sure? Maybe you have it and it got buried because you were traveling.
It could be. So the email is from your lab's work?
Yeah, it should be from your lab work. Yeah. Your lab work. And then we're ordering over the next few days, to week. It takes a while to order them individually, but the Dutch tests and the, it depended, I don't remember exactly what you got, you know, but there were some tests and you'll get those. Yeah, we're working on them.
So I signed up for the 8th, but probably I will change it.
You signed up for, the 8th?
Yeah. So probably we'll change it to the 23 then.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are doing that. So maybe we're going to have to just do another one after the 23 if that one gets pulled up, because I was trying to get them scheduled, but then, you know, anyway, there was a delay with the lab. There we go. All right.
I'll check right now.
Yeah, check email. Your email. Check it might be buried in there. All right. Who else? Brandon says he's obsessive about airplane mode. There's still EMF from the phone, but I never put my phone in my pocket or carry it on me. It's a hard thing to balance. It is hard to balance. Okay. Okay. What's this? Don't have a name. What is this that you just put up? Lynn Rose, I mean, this big long Amazon therapy spectrum. Oh, she dropped off. I'm going to click that link and see what that is. It's a day lamp. Oh, that's a good price. Yeah, take a look at the link that she put in there. It's one of those light boxes. And Lynn Rose does a lot of research on the EMF stuff. So, you know, when she recommends a product, it's usually she's researched it. So, okay. All right, somebody ran. Oh, yeah, she ran. Heading out of town. I'm wondering what's the most. Okay, Annie got that. Marsha. Oh, thank you. She put up a blog. So if you want to read that, Annie, Marsha put a link to one of my blog posts on traveling.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
I did not get that email.
You didn't? Okay, I wrote it down. We'll have make sure that Amy knows that she didn't get it and we'll have it resend. It might check your junk.
All right.
Yeah, it might have gone to junk. Marsha, are you still there? Looks
yes.
Like Marsha has to go. Oh, good. Are you leaving? Doing a 3-day workshop? Woohoo!
Yeah.
What's the workshop on?
Kind of energy healing. With nice. People in Ocasio, kind of near here, they have a self-health institute. And I've been kind of working with them off and on for about 7 years. And
nice.
So I get
that
to go.
That should be awesome.
Yeah.
That should be awesome.
And she's going also.
Oh, cool. Well, say hi to her for me.
Yeah. It's Meridian stuff. And yeah, I'm excited. Ooh.
Okay, Marilyn, can somebody tell me what other supplements Jagar mentioned to take with the ashwagandha? I had mentioned vitamin C, B vitamins, and Shizandra. Again, this was just a, you know, an off the top of my head, she's traveling, you know, a temporary, what I really rather do is let's look at all the, you know, look at what's going on for each of you and work with our your coaches too, to come up with what's right for you. But those are good, like just general adrenal stuff. The only things to be cautious about there is if you tend to be a hot person, like you tend to have a hot constitution, ashwagandha can be more heating rather than cooling. So you might want to watch that. It is part of the nightshade family, I believe. So yeah, it might actually be aggravating if you are very sensitive to nightshades. Yeah, and apple cider vinegar, Lynn, can be added to your water instead of lemon or lime. And it's good to take as a bitter. Yeah, and it's good to take as a blood sugar balancer as well. Diana said she takes her fire cider in the morning with a large glass of water. Yeah, it's good to take with the water. When I took that without the water, boy, it burned. And essential oils are great to carry for traveling. I always carry something like oregano. I'll carry lavender. I carry a blend like Thieves or On Guard, because those are really good if you do start to catch anything or expose to somebody. I'll put those in my water and drink them. This last weekend, before I left, my husband had a cold. And I'm like, I'm not going to get that cold. And then I traveled and I had to drive almost 4 hours in the rain to get to where I was going. And by the time I got there, I was tired and stressed. And I just started loading up on vitamin C and the On Guard and Oregon grapefruit, which I carried with me. And I just felt like I was at the edge. And even this morning, I felt like I was at the edge, but I took another dose and it keeps it at bay. So there's a lot we can do to protect the immune system. And I think anytime you are traveling and you're going to be staying at someone's home or in a hotel, it's a good idea to do these things to protect yourself. Yeah. Especially, you know, this time of year when a lot of people get sick. Zinc is another one. Let's see. The coupons code for the doctor's supplement store. Did you get that? Because I know where to look.
It's on the newsletter Diana told me, so I'll wait till tomorrow. I have never used the coupon code since the first.
Oh, yeah, use it. At first it was just for the first order, but then when she was giving us a demo of it, I'm like, oh, I can make a coupon code that's, yeah. She goes, oh, yeah, we can make up whatever coupon code you want. I'm like, oh, give it to them every time, but just for ERC people. So for the general public, they just get 10% off on their first order. But because you guys are special, you get 10% off every time. And it's free shipping over 100, I think.
And very fast shipping.
Yeah, they are. They are. Okay, so you put the brain time in. Frankincense is a good one to carry as well. Noni fruit.
Thanks,
Noni. I thought noni was going to taste really good. And I found some dried noni once. And I'm like, oh, it looked like fruit leather. And I took a bite and I'm like, oh, okay. Not what I was expecting. I was expecting like a mango fruit leather because it looks kind of cool, but it wasn't. Ah, there. Angelica put the number in. It's, you know, the registration code is RL1511. If you already have an account, you don't have to put that in. And then it's a big one. It's too bad. Well, is that the same one? I think there's another one. I think that welcome one is just for the first time.
That was what was in our newsletter lately, but let me check.
Yeah, make sure that gets changed to the new one, because I think it had the word energy in it. Yeah, I think it had the word energy in it. Let's make sure.
Dr. Rita Marie, I checked all my emails and I didn't get it.
You didn't get it. Okay. We'll make sure that they resend it to you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And we'll look at that. I think it's like that same thing, but energy. Let me just look at my.
Oh, yep. You're right. Okay. Looks like I have a new one. Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome is, if it's your first time, that one will work. But if it's not, then it won't work. You'll have to put in the one with energy. And the energy one you could use anytime. So.
It's the whole thing, HCPC 1511 energy.
That one is, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Noni powder. Yeah. I've found noni powder as well, but I have never had the fresh fruit. I just had the dried fruit. So the registration code. Okay, good. Good. Yeah, that's right. Cool. Anybody else? Rachel, you've been quiet. Simone, you've been quiet, just sitting there smiling and nodding your head. Is there any way that I could support you? Yeah, Marsha.
Hi.
I'm leaving. Good night. Thank you so much.
So glad you're here. Have fun. Enjoy your workshop.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Okay, who else said something?
I was going to say, I was going to ask you about adrenals, and then, because I was just, went to a chiropractor. He uses the testing of the meridian lines.
Yeah.
And he said my adrenals, I don't know if you call it depleted. I don't know what word you use.
Dysfunctional, let's just say. Out of balance.
Okay. Okay. So one was very bad. The other was not as bad. And he uses standard processing supplements,
mm-hmm.
and gave me two of those and told me basically to rest.
Yeah.
And,
no surprise.
But when you were talking to the other person, I forget who that was. You kind of went, through the thing. So that's why I didn't say anything, because you kind of answered my question without even asking.
Okay. Now, yeah. So the stuff that, it depends on what he gave you, right? And he muscle tested to see if it was going to work for you. So that's good. One thing though, you have to be careful when you just randomly take an adrenal supplement that has glandulars in it. Because if you don't really need it, if your adrenals aren't really shot, we had one person who she had taken her adrenal test and she was low, but not like completely flatlined shot. And mm-hmm. I'd recommended some herbs. And when she came back in with her new test, like 3 months later, she was like way high. I'm like, oh my God, I've never seen anybody go that far in the other direction so quickly on just, you know, those herbs and vitamin C. That's amazing. But it's too high and we got to get you back down. She goes, well, I took I think it might've been standard process glandular. And I'm like, oh, cause it actually has the adrenal cortex in it. So it's actually going to have some cortisone that's going to shoot them up. So yeah, those are very, very valuable for short periods of time when you're really depleted, right?
Okay.
But you have to be careful. So one of the things I'd watch for, if you are taking something with the glandulars in it, is that you start to feel, you know, that wired sensation,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
Really watch for that, because that's a sign that it's gone too far.
Okay.
You know, typically, if I see somebody flatlined and I want them to do something that has the glandular in it, it would be a month maybe at the most. And then I would say, we got to retest. So I want to retest much more quickly if I have somebody on something like that, which can make such a huge difference quickly, because it's too much to go to the other end. It's very dangerous to have too high a cortisol level. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Usually he retests you in a month to see where you're at. Perfect. And before, when I had a situation and I retested, I was fine. And at that point, then I stopped it. So I assume that that's what I'll probably end up doing this time. Unless, is it true that it takes them longer? I was under a lot of stress. I had a contracting issue. I just had to get rid of the contractor because it was actually wearing my body down with stress. And so I'm better now, like just knowing that he's not here. But does it take longer to get your adrenals back to normal than some other things? Because that's what it feels like. My body
it definitely can. It depends on where you're at, and it depends on how long the stress has been going on. A mistake I see a lot of practitioners make is they test somebody and they say, okay, you need such and such, whether it be a muscle test or whether it be, you know, a saliva test or a urine test. And you go, okay, you need this. And so you do it for what, some length of time. And then it's like, okay, it looks like it's balanced, but then to immediately stop is not a good thing. Or some of them don't retest. They just say, take this for a month and then you're done, or just keep taking. So either way, if you don't step in and retest, I think it's a problem, right? So my approach is typically, okay, so we test you here. It looks like you're in balance here. I'm not going to take it away, because if I take it away, you may go right back down again. So we just go down a little bit and you pay attention to how you feel. There's some other things that you can do to check your adrenals that where there's like a pupil dilation test and pressure test and things like that.
Okay.
So this leads me to a question I've been wanting to ask you guys. I have all this stuff is in your site, how to do all this stuff. And sometimes we've sent out emails to, hey, check out this, hey, check out that. And sometimes that can be overwhelming if you're not ready to check out something new, you're still working on one thing. So the question is, would it be helpful to be sending emails to say, hey, go check out this part of the site or that, or an email that says, hey, if you're experiencing this, we have a resource for you there, or to just work with your coaches and go through it and ask me questions and then I'll direct you to resources. See what I mean? So I can send you to where you can look for that. Okay. In the adrenal section, like if you go onto the site and it says your programs, one of them is the correcting adrenal fatigue. And in one of the very first parts of that, it shows you a page and it tells you how to assess, how to reassess your own adrenals. Like with some of the tests you can do at home, like, you know, have somebody shine a light in your eyes and tell you how long the pupil takes to constrict, and do your own blood pressure, you know, and see if there's a difference between lying and standing. So I can tell you where that is.
Are you talking about putting it in the subject of the email?
Yeah. So I'm just, I'm feeling like it's not a great idea to just send everybody. There's so much out there that it's probably better to hone in and go, okay, you need this piece right now. Go check that. Now, last year, what we did was we guided you through all the sections of the pillars. But I created something new that I think I'm going to introduce you guys to right next week. It's a summary. It's like a mini version, right? And it's called the Everyday Hormones Energy Jumpstart. And the first week is like one action step a day to do to support like fun and rest and this and that. And then the next week is the digestion. And it's not the deep dive digestion. It's just to get you started. Every day or every other day, there's a something for you to do to support your digestion, and the following week for blood sugar, and the following week. So it's just a little gentle approach. And that's where I'm feeling into doing right now. Does anybody have feedback on that? Would that be helpful to just, like, some of it might be stuff you already know, but you're not doing. Some of it may be stuff you're already doing and you go, great, I don't have to do anything new. I'm just going to remember to do that today. And some of it might be new, right?
I that seems like a good idea, but what I would also do is put a link to, if you want to know more, to take you to that part in the program.
Yes, if you want to do this, yes. And because then once you do it, it'll automatically start these email sequence. But if you don't want to do it, or you don't want to do it this week because you're traveling, you want to wait, like Annie, I'm going to be back from Costa Rica in 2.5 weeks. I'll click the link then.
No, I'm saying, let's say if you want to just stay with doing one thing a day, and that's as much as you can take.
Oh, but you're saying if you want to go deeper.
That's right.
Okay, if you want to go deeper into the digestion piece, So the way we have it set up is the first week is the pillar thing. Well, I think the first week might be the assessments, and then you score. And you go, okay. So then you do your pillars, and then you get to the digestion. And if your digestion score is hi, then we recommend that you do the deep dive into the digestion. Is that what you're saying? And then there's a link that you can click to go there.
But there could be an instance where even that you recommend that you go, not everybody wants to go because they're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Give them an option to dive deeper. They just leave it as, okay, I will do this thing today, this other tomorrow, and that's it for me for now.
Yeah. Yeah. And that may be, yeah, enough. But if you want to go deeper, like this is going to help you with leaky gut and, you know, yeah. Go to part three of the digestive thing. Well, what everybody needs to do to start, and I said this on an interview on a summit that I was on today, I said, who could you leave us with like one or two things to start? And it was a gut summit. One or two things to do that we could do right away to get us started on healing our gut. And I said, these are simple, but they're usually overlooked. And they're usually overlooked by people because they want whatever fancy supplement or fancy enzyme or herb or whatever to take. But in reality, what we all need to be doing for our gut is breathing, appreciating the food on your plate, looking at it, taking a seconds, literally, to go, oh, wow, this is going to become me. Thank you, food. You're going to become me. You're going to become my cells. Right? My body and its miracle is going to turn you into my cells. Thank you. And then as you're eating, you chew slowly. You chew slowly. You chew slowly. That can be like, don't judge what you're eating. Just do it. We can fine tune the what you're eating, but just that will improve your digestion. Just that will improve your absorption. And most of us forget about it.
Oh, sure. Sure. And it would be a lot cheaper, too.
It'd be a lot cheaper, right? Because it's gonna affect you so much better if you stop. You're going to eat less of it because you'll notice when you're full.
And you're not going to need that many supplements.
And then you won't need so many supplements because your digestion is going to work. Yeah. Yeah. So let's all do that. Let me leave you with that tonight. Let's all make a commitment to whatever you're eating right now, whether it's the right thing, perfect for you yet or not. Sit there with it. Give appreciation to whatever your belief system, whether it's God, nature, you know, the ground, your partner for making it for you, your kid for shopping for it, whatever, whoever is involved. And maybe it's a lot of that, you know. God for creating it and the ground for growing it and the person in your family who shops for shopping for it and whoever cooked it for cooking it and whoever served it, whoever's going to clean the dishes afterwards, right? We give thanks for all those pieces and then we slowly eat it and savor every bite. Savor every bite because we only taste it when it's in our mouths and on our tongue. And how many people like chew a couple of times and then swallow? Do you know how much pleasure you're missing by not chewing it for a long time? Like it only gives you pleasure when it's in your mouth. It doesn't give you pleasure anymore when it's in your tummy. Right? So does that make sense? Who's willing to try that this week?
Yes? Yeah, I'm willing to try it. I just wanted to say, Dr. Mary, it's Marilyn. I just wanted to say that I would appreciate what you said before. If you're asking everyone if they would like to have a little overview, because as a new person, I found it a bit overwhelming because there was no real guidance for me to get into the program. It was just all on my program. And yes, I know I'm quite capable and computer literate and yeah. to go and do it, but I just found it almost overwhelming, not right. to the point where I was overwhelmed, but it kind of just like, there's just yeah. so much.
There is a lot.
And huge.
Yeah.
And on yeah. ERC, I realized, you know, you get parts of sweet spot and parts of this, parts of that. And that's all wonderful and great. And I appreciate every single bit of everything. But just initially, I did find it. And I still, you know, I'm still, I just haven't spent a lot of time. And that's part of it because I just found it a little, not complicated, but just where to go for certain things.
Okay.
Well,
so I'm going to do that. I am going to, I have a map that I created and it was like week one, we're going to do this. Like we had the vision workshop with Lynn in the early part. And then we brought in Kimberly to talk about trauma because that's such a big piece.
And right? that was great.
Yeah. And I want to just bring that in the sleep thing that we did yesterday.
I did this. Yeah. It was just absolutely wonderful. So, I mean, I get where you're going and I get the program and I really appreciate everything. And I, happy good. To be involved, but there was just that little piece initially that I just, you know, I know that I did the pillars and all of that, but I'm good now, but it would have been helpful.
Okay. That gives me good feedback. All right, so I am going to get it so that you guys can get access to the Everyday Hormone Jumpstart if you want, if you want. And even if you've done a lot of that before, just having a reminder, today you're supposed to be working on, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, good, I'm going to work on that. Today you're going to be working on, and then working, oh, and the other thing we gave you at the beginning, that's why I didn't, we didn't get into taking you through the rest of the program because we gave you access to your, stress stuff, right? Every day, working on a different stress piece to build that piece up, the mindfulness. And we gave you the getting in touch with your visions. And now it's like, I'm like, I think that's enough for the first month. You know what I mean? It's like so much. And then you're meeting with your coaches for the first time. And so there's all this other stuff. So now, you know, in my map, I actually do have a map. It's on my iPad. I drew it all out. In my map, the next piece was that Everyday Hormones Jumpstart, right? And then I like the idea, I like Sandra's idea of showing you where the deeper dive is. Yeah, so you can go, okay, if you want to dig deeper with this, there's another piece. But if not, just go through all the systems on a basic level. Do a little bit to fine-tune all of those hormone systems. And then you can go into the deeper dive on whichever ones, you know, are feeling like they need deeper dives. Make sense? Okay. All right. Cool. Any other questions? There's Lou. Hi, Lou.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how to turn the video on.
You got it.
I know. I was trick-or-treating. I forgot about this entirely.
Oh, for you.
So I can't believe you scheduled this on Halloween night.
I know. I don't have, you know, kids at home anymore. So I completely, like, it didn't faze me until I went.
Well, I don't have kids, but I have grandchildren. So.
Grandchildren, right. Anyway. We've had quite a number of people come to the house as we're doing this with the dog barking. And my husband goes, gives them their fruit leathers for trick-or-treat. So,
well, one, I went and did like 6 years of lab tests into your program. But then when Isabel went looking for it, it wasn't there. So I don't know what I did wrong to get it to save.
Okay, so here's the thing. I bet you probably did it on an Excel sheet on your computer.
I did on an Excel sheet on my computer, and then I went and transferred it into your program. I copied everything again into your thing. That she was thinking perhaps I might have done it into a program that's on your program, but it's not the one that she's looking at in terms of maybe two different.
No, there should have only been one. Let me look real quick for you. Let me just put your name in. L-O-U.
I mean, I spent an hour to, you know, copying all this stuff in.
Here's
there.
Your master tracker. And
it was, I mean, 2012 through 2019.
Okay, let's see. That's empty. I'm going to show my screen, so I want to see if this is where you put it. So I'm going to let you see what I see, because it is empty, like she, like.
Yeah, and it was empty when I went back and looked again. But I had typed it all in 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then when I was talking to her a week or so ago, she couldn't find it.
Okay, let's see. So this is where you put it?
Yes. Because I was wondering why that section was blue for some reason. But.
And then when you put the numbers in, they turned either yellow or. When you put them in originally, did they change color? Did they go like if you put 85 here? Did it then change to green? And if you put, well, it takes a little while before it does that. It calculates it. Did that happen when you were putting the numbers in?
I don't remember now because it's been, you know, a month since I did it.
Okay. And did you copy paste them in or did you?
I typed them in.
Typed them in from the other.
Mm-hmm. Because what I had on my sheet, which was my spreadsheet that I had done on Excel, was not in the same order as what you had. So I went through.
You had your own sheet.
Yeah. I had my own sheet that I had done. So I took all the numbers and I went in one by one. So my glucose serum is not necessarily the first thing on the chart. It's much further down. Yeah. So I was going through and scratching out and making sure I was getting all the right.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
She just didn't know if maybe I had done it in a different, you know, if I had two lab type.
You had two. Okay. So I'm going to find your here's your folder. There's your master tracker. Let's see if there's also maybe one under, nope.
I mean, I can do it again, but I just want to make sure that it actually saves this time. So I didn't know if there was a way that
you could save right away. And you could tell right away. So I want to make sure if you do it, that it's in this file.
I must be having computer problems because I registered for the ERC for November 23rd three times. And I kept getting a thing that says you haven't registered yet.
Wow. Let me see. Which one? The 23rd?
The 23rd, I think it is. Well, not the 8th because I haven't done my lab testing yet. So yeah. I went for the.
All right. So here's the 23rd. You're right there. You're in.
Well, I did it again today.
Yeah, but you're at the beginning, so you're probably in there multiple times then. But why didn't it?
Why did it keep saying you haven't registered? You haven't registered.
Susanna?
I can affirm there were some other people had similar experience. So if you're not sure if you're registered, just you can reach out to me via email. I've done that for a few other people just in case you keep getting reminders and it's confusing.
If you're getting reminders, then we need to tell Czar that there's a problem with his tagging and find out if she's tagged and maybe he has an error in the tag.
Because I did it the first time I got
You're the first one.
Message, and then I did it later when I got the thing that said you're not registered. And then I did it either today, maybe it was yesterday.
Yeah, I see you in there twice. So,
you'll probably find me three times.
Maybe three times. Okay, so we're gonna make sure. Okay, so I'm gonna write down Lou. If we have multiple other people having that, then there's a problem in the way he set it up, so it's not tagging them. Not tagged for appointment. Okay. We'll look into that. Thank you for pointing that out. So if you get the message again, don't worry about it. You're in. If you upload you know how to upload to your folder? Do you know how to do that? Like upload from your computer to here? Because I was going to suggest that you upload. Like if you go to this where it says labs.
Yes.
You hit new.
Uh-huh.
I'll upload. It'll let you choose it from wherever it is on your, but if you only have it on a piece of paper versus in Excel.
Oh, no, I have it in Excel.
Okay.
This is just
I would recommend that you upload it then.
Okay, because I had, but it's not in the same order that you normally have it in.
Yeah, that'll be a little challenging. Here's what I would do.
But that's why I didn't.
Do one of them. You know, do one set. And then go
to I have already sent them. I sent them to Isabel because
you sent the lab so she could see them. Yeah,
but so she could see them. But I sent them to her email address.
Her upload them, or you can upload them here. So I was going to ask Frances if she could first of all try to find it because did you verify when you went into this file that it actually had your name in it?
I think it did.
Like here.
I mean, that's why I didn't know. Isabel was going to ask y'all to check on that because she said that maybe I had put it in a generic file and it had just gotten lost in the system.
Let me ask you this, if you remember how you found it.
Well, I mean, it was on this because there was like a American or USA lab testing and there was something else, Canadian or European or something. So I remember I made sure I did it in the USA lab testing.
I wonder, if you don't remember this, I understand you probably didn't look, but how did you get to it? Did you click the link in your email that says, here's where your folder is, and then click like here?
I tried clicking on the folder that said, go to your lab, like in a more recent email, it said, go to your lab results, and it wouldn't take me to my labs.
So where did it take you?
or maybe it took me to something and I had to put in a password and everything to get into it. I'm not quite sure, but it
didn't
take
me. Well, you may have had to do that because it requires you to.
It didn't take me directly.
See, let's just.
But I know what. But I know what my password is to get into, you know, the system. So I would have put that in. So I don't know. It didn't.
I don't know how it could have gone to somebody else's. I don't know. Let me see. All right. Well, see if you can upload it. I will mention it to Frances. She's our Google Drive expert.
And I don't mind typing it all back in again. Like I said, I could do that tomorrow. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't lose it all again.
Yes, that's why I recommend it. If you can put in just a few of them tonight.
Okay.
And then let us know that you did, and we'll check it and make sure it's in the right place. And then if it is, then you can go and put the rest of it in.
Okay.
Right. But when you get in there, you're going to click. Where are we? Here we are. You're going to see this. When you click the link that's in the email, you should see this list. And all you have to do is click where it says Master Tracker. But it will probably, if you're logged out, it will make you put your password in. And then you should see something that looks like this, or it might show you like where it says My Drive. And this would be under shared with you. You found it already.
So is there a difference between My Drive? I mean, is that a Google Drive?
My Drive is the same, is different. Like My Drive is different than yours. And then where you're going to see our stuff is under shared with me.
Okay.
Right. So if you click on that link, it should bring you right here.
I mean, because I clicked on something and I ended up on the Google Drive, and then I found you on the Google Drive, but there were a bunch of other stuff that had nothing to do with you. So that's why.
Yeah. So that's your drive.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to share your screen right now, or we can close the call and then I'll stay on with you and you can share your screen and I can see if we can find it on your drive.
Well, I'm on the laptop. I mean, not the laptop. I'm on the iPad right now. I'd have to get on the computer, which is right here, but I can get on the computer.
Okay. So why don't you do this? If you want to, if you have a few minutes, let's close this and then just stay on. I'll stay on with you.
Okay.
And then you can share your screen and I may be able to find it because it may be that you saved it on your drive somewhere, or that you accidentally made a copy of it on your drive, or you said save to my drive and it made a copy for you. There's a number of things that could have been. My little computer brain is going and trying to figure this out. And I hate going to bed without solving a problem. So I'll try to help you with that.
All right, I'm going to go to my main desktop computer and try to log on with that.
Log in with that. Okay, good.
Okay.
In the meantime, thank you guys, everybody, for being here. It was a great call. You guys have contributed a lot. Happy Halloween. Thank you for those of you who put on your costumes and, graced us with your presence and made us smile. And, just keep on keeping on. And we'll be with you next week and you'll hear about the energy jumpstart, because it's kind of a fun little, step-by-step easy thing to do. And you can always go deeper as you want to. All right, guys. Have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
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 And I'll just hang here, Lou, while you switch.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll just stop the recording now.